proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. Today we look at another name of God in the Old Testament, a name that combined God's covenant name with Israel in the title, Yahweh Tzvaoth. This was the most common name ascribed to God as the leader of forces and used in connection with the nation of Israel. Yet the expression never appeared in the first five books of the Old Testament. It popped up frequently, though, in the later prophetic writings. For instance, the prophet Haggai used the phrase Yahweh Tzvaoth on 12 separate occasions in the two chapters of his tome. One of the first appearances of the title Yahweh Tzvaoth was in the fifth chapter of the book of Joshua. Here's the setting of that usage. As Joshua looked at the city of Jericho, he saw an unidentified figure standing over against him. He asked whether that individual was for the Israelites or against them. That person, however, replied, quote, "Nay, but as captain of the hosts of the Lord, Tzvaoth Yahweh, as captain of the hosts of the Lord am I now come," unquote. Joshua fell to his face on the earth in worship, realizing that he was addressing none other than God himself, the protector of Israel. God used the term Yahweh Tzvaoth in the seventh chapter of Jeremiah. On that occasion, he told the Jewish people, quote, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Tzvaoth. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place," unquote. God wanted Jeremiah's compatriots to be aware of his right as their sovereign Lord to call them to repentance, and upon his command of the host of heaven, as a means of demonstrating his power. Turning our attention to Haggai again, God employed the title Yahweh Tzvaoth in the well-known passage relating to the coming of the Jewish Messiah. Quote, "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Tzvaoth." Haggai's generation originally neglected to rebuild the temple. God chastised them for their failure in the first chapter of that book of Haggai. Afterwards, they set themselves to perform the task of rebuilding the temple. When the Jewish exiles completed the job, some elderly Jews had wept because they thought that the latter temple lacked the splendor of the former one. God informed them that their rebuilt temple would have greater glory than the former one did. His use of the title Yahweh Tzvaoth emphasized that he, God, had the power to perform what he had promised to do. By using the term Yahweh Tzvaoth, God made it clear to the Israelites that he was sovereign over all things and over all circumstances, regardless of what difficulties they may confront, regardless of the dangers they'd had to face, they could still call upon the true God and know that he was the commander of heaven and that the forces of heaven were at his beck and call, ready to do his will and ready to defend Israel. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.